Ezekiel 37, the Valley of Dry Bones, prayer for revival. The Lord said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. He said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Father, we pray along with the prophet Ezekiel. We call out to the breath of God, to the Spirit of God, that you would breathe upon these slain, that we may live. Lord, come from the four winds and breathe upon us, that we may live, that we may stand on our feet, a vast army full of the life, the breath, the Spirit of God. We cry out to you, Lord, in agreement with the prophet Ezekiel. We cry out to you, Father, in accordance with the prophet Joel and with Peter on Pentecost, when you promised that in the last days you'd pour out your Spirit on all people, sons and daughters, young and old, dreams and visions. You'd pour out your Spirit and we'd prophesy. You promised it, Lord, and we pray for more of it. We love you, Lord. We believe that your word is true. And you've said that times of refreshing would come from the Lord. Times of a fresh wind from the Spirit of God. We pray with the hymn writer, revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We need you, Lord. We cry out to you. You promised if your people who are called by your name will humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. You promise you'll hear from heaven, we'll heal our land, and we'll forgive our sin. We cry out to you, Father, in humility, for a fresh wind of the Spirit. Forgive our sin, hear our prayer, and heal our land. Restore us to your own vision for bridal beauty, that we'd be pure and spotless, holy, passionate, committed to you and you alone, that you'd be our first love restored. In your great mercy and compassion, Lord, revive your people, revive your church. Breathe upon us with a fresh breath of the Holy Spirit, that we may come to life, stand on our feet, a vast army. We welcome you, Lord. We plead for this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.